Hello guys, welcome to Real Talk, True Talk. My name is Watson and I'm your host. Today guys, it's episode 2 and I'm excited because this, what I'm going to talk about guys, it's something that I didn't want to talk about, right? But I feel like it's a great time to talk about it because, you know, I've been led by the Holy Spirit to talk about something like this, you know. And growing up, there's been something that has been holding me back. There's something that has kept me as a prisoner. And I call this thing an evil spirit, you know, holding me back, keeping me as a prisoner. And to be fair, this can affect your relationship with people. Now, this thing which I'm going to talk about, it's called the spirit of disobedience. Spirit of disobedience can hurt you as a person with through family members, through friendship. It's something that can really affect you because I remember growing up, like, I felt like I had the spirit of disobedience for a long time. I think it ended like in my late teens, you know, through praying, because it's something that was just holding me tight. And I didn't know about it, you know, growing up. I didn't know about it because it's something like just talking, you know, like, let's say your parents, they come to you and they're like, yo, can you take these plates to the kitchen, like, after when I came downstairs, right? Like, I'd come downstairs and then my parents would be like, oh, can you take the plates to the kitchen? And then I would be like, oh, so you were waiting for me to come down and then give me the plates so I can take it for you, that kind of thing, without knowing that, you know, no, maybe it's just that time, innit? Their parents also. So we're supposed to listen to them, and because our parents, they are parents, and you know, we have to do what they say. So things like that, it's a small thing, right? I can just take it and then just go and drop it. It's a 5-second thing, but you know, I kept on, like, I would ask questions, unnecessary questions, like why me, and it's just that kind of disobedience. And why I want to talk about this is because right now we are at our church, 2023, it's the year of obedience, and it's very important to have obedience, to obey God's plan, what God says in the Bible, and obey our parents, because one of the most important things, it's written in the Bible, honor your father and mother. Now, with disobedience, it's that opposite. It's not going with God's plan, right? Because you're not obeying our parents. And like, for me, it was quite serious because I would just talk, like, a normal conversation would start off like low, and then like my voice will keep on going up, you know, because I'm like, oh, I need to get the last word, you know. And my nickname, well, you could pretty much call me, you know, last word man or something like that, because I would just want to, I felt like you are hearing me, so I'd raise my voice, you know, shouting, and then the words, everyone's just screaming, but I was wrong, and really I should have just listened. And then, like, just listened, and then, you know, the whole thing will be sorted. It also became serious because, like, I was doing it in public, you know. In front, like, my parents, I'd start arguing with my parents, you know, these kind of things in front of other people. And, you know, it's not a good look, you know, arguing with your parents, because as a kid, you know, you're supposed to obey your parents. And me arguing with my parents, as because my parents are pastors, right? Now that pastor's kid, it looks worrying, you know, because you're like, these are people, there's people who, you know, look up to my parents, you know, and if they're seeing me acting like this, it doesn't give a good example to my parents and what they do, you know. It looks like there's something wrong with how my parents are how my parents are looking after me and how they're parenting me, you know. It gives a bad example to them. And like my sister, kudos to my sister, because she really, like, should tell me, and I was like, but I'll just, you know, act like I was it wrong. But now looking back at it, my sister really told me, like, yo, how you are behaving in front of people, all this, it doesn't look good on our parents, it doesn't look good on yourself, because you're it's pretty much damaging your name as a person, like me damaging myself as Watson, because people be like, oh, this guy is always arguing, he doesn't want to be wrong or doesn't want to listen. And it also affects your family, the family name, you know, because my parents have worked hard for this name, you know. Many people know my parents. So, you know, if I'm acting in such a way like this, it's not good, and it's very damaging to the name, you know, the legacy that my parents have built. So that's the dangers of the spirit of disobedience, because it might look like a small thing, like you're just, you know, these kind of things. But in the bigger picture, when God's looking at it, it's a massive deal. So it's something that you really have to pray for. I prayed for it, and now I can see that it's something that really affected me, and it was just embarrassing, you know. And the other main thing which I want to talk about also is how we should be treating our parents, right? We can look at things like how we speak to parents. We can speak into parents, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we are respecting our parents. Things like calling our parents by their first names. We all got first names, but like the relationship of kids calling their parents by their first names, that's a massive no-no, because we're supposed to obey these parents. We cannot be treating our parents like they were friends, you know. I'm 25, so I can't be like, how I speak to my sisters and my friends is not the same way I should be speaking to my mom and dad. So I can't be like calling my mom and dad by their first names to come downstairs, or saying to my sister, like, oh, are you going to Watson's house, right? Because I'm Watson Jr., so my dad's also Watson Sr. So I can't be like, oh, are you going to Watson's house? Because that kind of thing, asking my sister that, or just calling them in front of people, like when you've got a big gathering, calling them by their first names. It's a massive no-no, because we need to respect them, and they're not our mates like that, you know. They are our parents, and they are, some of them are, you know, double our age. Some of them are even triple our age. So we need to show them respect. And also, on the name calling, right, there's certain levels to it, because our church, we call our parents, you know, my parents, they're pastors, so it's like, oh, Pastor Watson and Pastor Memory Maranyika, right? But we've got that pastor thing, so it's not like I'm just saying Watson. So it's that important to make sure that, you know, we respect that our parents, you know, we can't just be calling them by their first names. And if you're that kind of parent, guys, who who allows their children to be called by their first names. Come on, guys. It's a no-no. Come on. Let them make sure that you teach them to call you, you know, mom, dad. Don't let them call you by their first names. Just give them the meaning, that show them the way, because in the Bible it says honor your parents, and you know, respectfully call them by their parenthood name. So they are your parents, so you know, I'm with my mom and dad. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know, you could be 25, you could be 5, you could be 30, you could be 50. Just make sure you call them by their, don't call them by their first name, guys. That's all I want to say, guys, because we really have to obey this, and what better way of doing it, you know, it feels good to obey your parents, you know, because when you obey your parents, you get a, life is better by obeying your parents, and it's life, like, it's great. It feels good to obey your parents. It makes, you know, the whole world easier, you know, when you're obeying your parents, you're respectful, you're all that good stuff. So yes, that was episode 2. We were talking about obeying parents and the evil spirit of disobedience, guys. Let's keep praying, so you know, we will never be disobedient in life, because it's something that really can affect us. Thank you very much. You've been watching Real Talk, True Talk, and I've been your host, Watson, and have a good day.